Yeah. Bad boy. Something about you, girl, you got me. Just let me love you, girl, don't stop me.
Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. This is your gracious host. This is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in live. We're broadcasting live from Los Angeles. And we're going to make it do what it do, ladies and gentlemen. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. So call in, chime in, let me know what's on your mind. We're going to be talking about the University of Missouri today. And I keep you guys posted on what we're talking about specifically. But what we're going to do, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we will be right back right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership Program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Bae at First Swipe. That's a brand new web series about black millennials, young blacks dating in a digital age. This show follows Amara and her roommates as they navigate through dating, careers, and everything else in between using technology and dating apps. This show takes place in Washington, D.C., and it tries to answer the question, can you find real love through technology? Check out Bae at First Swipe at bayatfirstswipe.com. That's B-A-E at firstswipe.com.
Toledo, Ohio, and all surrounding areas. Toledo, Ohio, and all surrounding areas. Get ready. New York Times bestselling author and critically acclaimed filmmaker Tariq Nasheed is coming to Toledo, Ohio for a live lecture called Break the Cycle. Break the Cycle. So join him on Saturday, November 14th at the historic Collingwood Arts Center. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. For tickets and info, go to www.tariqlive.com. For tickets and info, that's tariqlive.com.
You're now tuning into the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You better recognize.
What is up, family? What is up? Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Don't forget to go to TariqElite.com to get the brand new shirts we got out. We got some brand new shirts called Crucifixion. Those are the brand new shirts at TariqElite.com. So go to TariqElite.com. That's the original or the official Tariq Elite clothing site and get the brand new t-shirts. You're going to love the t-shirts. People are loving them already. And don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. Now, on today's show, we're going to talk about what's been happening down at the University of Missouri. For those who don't know, in the news, there's been a situation at the University of Missouri. There were some protests where there was some racial incidents going on the campus. And people wised up and got some justice done. And I'm going to go into that a little bit later. But before I go into that, I want to talk about something that I was discussing on my Ustream show the other day. I was talking about the killing in Chicago. In Chicago, there was a killing of a little boy. God rest this little boy's soul. He was 9 years old. Tyshawn Lee. I think that's his name. Tyshawn Lee. He was 9 years old. He was killed. Now, the police came out talking about he was lured in an alley and killed over some kind of gang rivalry. And it was very funny style that they would come out with that narrative without having a suspect. We got to be very careful about accepting what people in the dominant society tell us about certain murders. Because if they have a history of not being truthful with us, I mean, do we really believe everything they tell us? We have to question everything. So whenever they tell me there's something like a gang retaliation shooting and it doesn't make sense and they don't have a suspect, you're going to have to ask questions. That didn't sound right. So now they finally got some suspects the other day. I think yesterday, as a matter of fact, they arrested some so-called suspects, but they could have arrested anybody and just said, okay, these are the fall guys. But it's still interesting to know that they would come out with this whole narrative that this was some type of retaliation against the father because of his gang ties. Now, the father of the child did an interview recently. He was saying, well, you know, I used to, you know, be gang affiliated. I haven't been active in years. And also, I'm outside all the time. So why would anybody want to target me? And if they wanted to target me, they could have got me. It's not like I'm hiding. He said, look, I'm outside every day. I'm hanging out every day. So they could have easily got at me if somebody was really after me. So I don't believe that. The father of the son said this. He just did an interview at a station in Chicago. So again, my thing is, stop believing everything that people in the dominant society tell you. Most of what people in the dominant society tell you, 80% of that shit is a lie. And the other 20%, it's peppered with lies. Even if it's the truth, it's peppered with some lies in there. So just don't believe everything people tell you. And again, people use Chicago as ground zero for black degeneracy. That's the go-to city now to blame every black person for. And this killing of this little boy, all black people are outraged over that. So the white supremacists are starting to politicize it. Well, what about these black kids? You black people are complaining about police brutality. What about the black kid who got shot? Everybody's condemning that. All black people have condemned that. Nobody's trying to pay the killers bail money and give them money and create a GoFundMe page for the killers of that kid like they do the George Zimmermans and the Darren Wilsons of the world. See, that's the difference between us. We have a more of a humanity to not reward cold-blooded killers. But even the OGs, it was Bobby Rush, he was a congressman out there in Chicago. He went into the prisons and he brought messages back from the OGs, the OG gangsters, the gang founders, Larry Hoover and Jeff Fort. Even they, Jeff Fort and Larry Hoover, they've condemned the killing of that little boy. So nobody's co-signing that at all. Everybody's condemning that. So stop letting the white supremacists try to deflect away from white supremacy and start talking about that. Whenever they talk about Chicago or the little kid getting killed, I'm back to what about white supremacy? I'm looking in the chat room. Somebody's talking about Stephen A. Smith. I will get on him in a minute. Somebody call up, because I'm going to talk about Stephen A. Smith in a minute, by the way. People been telling me that he did an interview this morning. I didn't see the interview, but I need somebody to call up to tell me what Stephen A. Smith said on ESPN today. I think somebody told me he was going into the whole what about black on black crime. I need to know what he said. I've been looking for some footage or whatever. I haven't been able to find it. So let me know what Stephen A. Smith said this time. Let me get a call real quick. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, Flex, it's your boy, Philly Phil out of H-Town. What's good, man?
I'm good. What's on your mind, fam?
Hey, man, I just wanted to say, man, what them boys did over there was real fly, man. That was some real good stuff. And I also wanted to see if you can touch on that whole scandal episode, because last week they had an episode where they was kind of throwing shade on Bill Cosby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was another interesting one. But just wanted to give you a laugh, man. Keep doing what you're doing. That's it.
Much respect, man. Well, I don't watch Scandal. I don't watch that show. So I don't know too much about that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they threw salt on Cosby. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello. This is Charlene.
Hey, Charlene. How are you, love?
I'm fine, and you? I'm glad I got through. I just saw on Facebook where you said you were taking calls live.
Yes, indeed. Where are you calling from, Charlene?
I'm calling from Fort Hood, Texas.
Oh, there you go. What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to tell you that I follow you. My brother introduced me to you about 3 years ago.
Yes.
And I enjoy everything.
Yes,
so
I appreciate that.
Just want, I didn't want to mess up the flow.
No problem. I'll take the compliments and the props. Thank you so much, sister. Oh, yes. Shout out to my boy, Big Boy from Power. Not Power One. I'm so used to Big Boy being on Power 106. I mean, 92.3 The Real. He's on a new station out here in L.A., and it's syndicated nationwide. Shout out to Big Boy. He's not on Power 106 no more out here in L.A. But shout out to Big Boy. I was on Big Boy's show. They aired it yesterday, and I think they aired some of it today. A lot of people were hitting me up saying they heard some of the interview on the radio today, so I don't know if they did a part one or part two. But there's a video on the Big Boy YouTube page that I did of the interview I did, and I'm chopping up some real good game, and people really, 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 really enjoyed it. People are like, we need, because on Big Boy show, I'm not really talking about nothing too racially political or nothing like that. I'm just dropping old school game about dating, relationships, the ism. And it's been a while since I've done an interview just really breaking down the ism. People were like, oh man, we love it. We need more of the ism back. And I feel you. I feel y'all. I know y'all want the ism back. I would love to get right back and just start spitting nothing but ism. Nothing but the game. I would love to do that. And I'm putting together some projects where I can just do that. But, you know, it's just hard for me to do that and ignore all the bullshit that's going on. You know, I would just feel real funny with melanoid kids getting shot and melanoid women getting beat up, and for me to get on the airwaves and be like, well, hey, how do you get women at the mall? You know, I would just feel funny doing that. You dig? So I try to mix it up as much as I can. I would love to get right back to the ism and just do that. That's, you know, that's where the real bread and butter is. Contrary to popular belief, there's not a lot of money and waking up Negroes, because that's who you got to really wake up. I'm not talking about the melanoid minded people who are already ready to roll. It's the Negroes that you got to fight and bicker with and go back and forth with. Ain't no money in that. And then the niggas want to bootleg your shit. It's not a lot of money in that. I would love to just get all the way back to the ism. But I know that these kids out here need to hear somebody really bring that real information about what they need to do to power themselves. You understand? But I am working on some projects where I'm going to be just chopping up heavy duty game. So y'all, yeah, we're getting back to the ism. We're definitely going to get back to the ism. We're going to keep that balance going. Let me get another call before I get into what's going on in Missouri. What's going on? Who's calling?
What's up, Flex? This is Andre from New York.
Andre from New York. How you doing, family?
I'm doing good, man. I know you're talking about the college students that went on strike, and I just had a question for you.
Go ahead.
Why do you think that Black Lives Matter hasn't, like, taken, like, so you see they got with the college students got what they wanted when they started messing with people's money, but how come you don't think Black Lives Matter has gone to any kind of, like, strikes or boycotts or anything like that?
How come they haven't done any strike? Well, Black Lives Matter is something that's controlled by the white supremacists. You understand? It's controlled opposition. And that's another thing. A lot of these so-called Black Lives Matter people are trying to now take credit for what happened at the university. And that's a bunch of bullshit, by the way. And I'm about to get into that. See, that's the thing. Let's not attribute everything to Black Lives Matter, because that shit, what happened, ain't really have nothing to do with no Black Lives Matter. It had something to do with white money matters. And when black people start fucking up with white money, that's what matters. You dig? Well, let me get on that. Yeah. Man, thanks for the call, brother. Now, like I said, I was talking about the students in Missouri. And again, like I said, what happened was that at the University of Missouri, there was a lot of racial incidents going on. There was like a lot of kids being called the N-word by white students. A lot of the white students there antagonizing the black students. There was a swastika drawn on the wall with feces. They were just doing very vile shit at that university. And the black students, rightfully so, said, hey, we need y'all to do something about this. We need the president to do something about this. The president of the university. The president of the university. We need him to do something about it. So he acknowledged that there was racism going on, but he didn't do anything. He just gave a bunch of talk, but he didn't do anything. They weren't punishing anybody. See, that's the thing with white supremacy now. White supremacy is allowed to go on and fester, and people in charge, which are other white supremacist suspects, they're not doing nothing. So the students were like, okay, we're going to protest. Still nothing. There was one student talking about, well, I'm going to go on a hunger strike. Still nothing. I'm going to go on a hunger strike until the president is removed from this college because he's not doing anything about the racial incidents. Now, they were going to let his ass starve to death. They don't give a fuck about that. They were going to let him starve to death. But what happened, what got things done, that the students there, they did something that had not been done in a while. They got on code. There was a code. So what happened? Everybody stopped getting on camera. A lot of people stopped hopping in front of the cameras. They started to shield some of the protesters and the people away from the media. There were no so-called leaders. Nobody's hopping in front of the camera saying, I'm the leader of this, I'm the leader of that. They took a code. They all got on code and they took a collective stand and they got the football team involved. And the football team said, unless the president of this college is gone, we're not going to play a game. So now you're threatening the school's money. And that's what got the president ousted from the school. That's the thing that got that president ousted from that school. So a couple of days later, he had to resign. Now, understand this. Now, that was a cool victory, but understand this. The white supremacists, they don't get fired. The white supremacists only get transferred. So they're going to transfer him somewhere else. He'll be fine. But that was a good move from the school. It sent a message. Now, again, other white supremacists are going to look out for him. That's whatever. But now we're letting the world know this is how it is now. We're becoming more savvy with opposition. And remember, like I said, white supremacists, when they do something to black folks, they only get transferred. They don't get fired. Just like Don Imus didn't get fired. When Don Imus said all that slick shit about nappy-headed hoes and all that, Don Imus got transferred. His ass is on the air now. When Dog the Bounty Hunter was caught saying all that vile shit about black folks, he didn't really get fired. One network let him go and he popped up on another one. All he did was he got transferred. Paula Deen. Paula Deen said all that shit about dressing black folks up as slaves and all that. She got off one network. Her ass was on Dancing with the Stars on one of the top rated shows in the country. She's on there now. I don't know if she's been voted off or whatever, but now she's just been transferred. You dig? But we'll take the transfer to send that message out. And that was a very good thing that the kids did at that school. I'm so proud of our young people standing up and using their muscle to make moves financially to strike people where it hurts in their finances. Because the thing is, that's the thing that caused them to concede. Because I'm not knocking protests. I'm not knocking the hunger strikes and all that stuff because that brings extra attention to the situation. And also a lot of people use social networking and social media. They didn't use the mainstream media, which was a good thing. We got to start using the social media for more than just twerk videos and acting goofy and silly. We got to use those mechanisms as ways to empower ourselves as melanoid people. But what took the thing home was that team refusing to play. That's what caused them to concede. And now universities and schools and networks and people in the dominant society, they're shaking in their boots right now. They're a little bit nervous right now because now the slaves have rebelled. That was a slave rebellion right there. That was a plantation slave rebellion. Y'all need to read the book, $40 Million Slave. I always drop that book on this show. And it talks about how college players, not just college players, but all athletes in particular, all athletes in general, but college players in particular, are treated like slaves. They're the new slaves. Because at least in the NBA, in the NFL, they get paid. College students, they generate billions of dollars and don't get no money from it. That's slave shit. College students generate. Do you know how much goddamn money the NCAA makes? They make billions of dollars off the backs of majority black athletes. And these athletes don't make jack. They get the promise of an NFL future. So now they're waking up, seeing their power. They see how they can leverage their power, and we should keep the momentum going. Because the thing is, you can march, you can pray, you can sing, you can go on hunger strikes until you blue in the damn face. But until you start messing with the white supremacist money, that's when you're going to see them change. That the president of the University of Missouri, his name was Tim Wolf. Now, this guy, from what I understand, as the president of the university, he makes a little under like $500,000 a year. It's like $400,000 something a year. Now, these kids, these students, these athletes, they weren't going to play ball. And the first game that they missed, they were going to lose. The school was going to lose $1 million. So now the school, this is a financial thing. They're like, okay, we got to let this motherfucker go. We'll sacrifice $500,000 for $1 million. See, money talks, family. Money talk, bullshit walks. That's why we always preach economic empowerment. That's why we're still having Melanoid Empowerment Day, December 1st. Remember that, where we're going to hold up our dollars, hold up our fists and our dollars, and use the hashtag Melanoid Empowerment Day. But it's all about paper in a system of capitalism and white supremacy. You got to be on your financial game. That's the only language that will make moves. Money talks, family. Money talks. And also, family, it's no time for victory laps either, because now that the president was ousted, which is what they wanted at the school, now people are trying to take these victory laps, and let's not do that, because we got a very bad habit of we win one battle and then we want to take a victory lap for the next 50 fucking years. We got to cut that out. Ain't no time for a victory lap right now. I see people on social media trying to get credit for everything now. On my Facebook page, I posted up something about this yesterday. Some chick popped on my page. Well, if it wasn't for such and such, none of this wouldn't have been started. I'm like, shut the fuck up. This ain't time for passing out trophies and shit. Everybody's getting on that ego shit all of a sudden. So I saw something on Twitter where they were talking about, well, it was actually three queer black women who started the protest at the Missouri school. Okay, stop with that bullshit. Stop with the trophy campaigning. You're trying to get trophies now, and this ain't a time for that. We got to keep the momentum going. That's our problem. We get one foot forward, one step forward. Now we want to sit around and pat each other on the goddamn back and take a victory lap and pass out trophies and smiley faces. Fuck that. Cut that. It was three queer black women. Now they're trying to co-opt it into a queer. Stop that, because truth be told, at the end of the day, the reason why that president had to step down was because those athletes were fucking up their money. Y'all can give credit to whoever you want to give credit to, but at the end of the day, the reality is what really brought it home was them about to lose money. So let's stop all the victory lap shit. Let's stop all the passing out of the trophy shit. And we need to keep the momentum going, because truth be told, the white supremacists, they don't take an L laying down. I'm telling you now, these white supremacists, they got think tanks and everything going right now, trying to think of a way to create a backlash for this. They don't like taking L's. The white supremacists, they don't take L's lightly. Yeah, people like Rush Limbaugh going off and all these people. The trolls have been hitting me up on Twitter. They're mad. The white supremacist tears are flowing. So they get back to the drawing board. They get back to the think tanks figuring out, okay, how can we prevent this? Because now these niggas have woken up. All you schools out there, you black universities, y'all need to be on your grind right now following the lead of this university. Let me explain something to y'all, and I want my college kids to listen to me. I want y'all to listen close. If you got friends, family, or whatever in college, and they're athletes, please let them listen to this show, especially this part right now. Let them listen to what I'm saying. You black athletes at these schools, especially these colleges, now you're already not making no money. You're not making no money, but you get the promise of potentially being a professional athlete, which may or may not happen. Which may or may not happen. And truth be told, you are the ones that make these schools hot. Black athletes, it is you, your skills, that makes these schools hot. All these universities, it's you that's making it hot. You are the one that's bringing in most of the revenue for these schools. They don't want to tell you that, but let's just keep this shit 100. All of these schools, man, it's all about these colleges. It's all about their sports team. It's all about their sports teams. I'm not talking about the Ivy League schools. Most of these little, these universities and schools, most of it is about their sports teams. That's where they get their money. And not only do the schools make money off these games, they make millions of dollars off these games. Do you understand the sponsors make millions of dollars? And when they play these big playoff games in these cities, the whole city makes money. The hotels, the businesses, especially in these little college towns where they have all these games, the whole city makes money off these big matchup games, these big playoff games. All these people make money, man, off you, black athlete, off your work that you don't get no money for. They make billions of dollars. And TV makes money off of them, too. TV, they make money getting the television rights to show these football games. That's why you got all these elaborate dorms and libraries and all these elaborate stadiums at these schools. It's you, your money that you generated that you ain't even getting. That's where they're getting the money from the sports, from the athletics. That's why they're bringing in these coaches, giving the coaches $4, $5 million a year. That's where the money is coming from, you. You are fueling all of this. It's off your back. All of them benefit off what you do and then act like they're doing you a favor. Black athlete, please read $40 Million Slave. And ESPN, speaking of television, you know, they air some of these college games. ESPN paid like, I think $7 billion for the TV rights for the NCAA games, if I'm not mistaken. I think they paid $7 billion for the rights to show the NCAA games, the college games. And you athletes ain't getting jack. You ain't getting one dime from that. And you got billions of, you got a whole industry where people are just getting filthy rich off your back. The least they can do is get rid of the white supremacists and the racists who are antagonizing you on these damn schools. That's the least they can do. And that Tim Wolf guy, they were right to get his ass out of there because they're asking him questions about the racism. He's turning his back. Get his ass out of there. I wouldn't play one game either. I'm playing for free. I'm hungry. You got black athletes out here starving. Shout out to Luther Campbell from Two Live Crew. Luther Campbell was like, hell, because, you know, he's from the hood and he nurtured a lot of those athletes. He was like, look, I'm going to start paying some of these kids out here playing and they starving and hungry going to the games and hungry going to practice. They starving. Fuck that. I'm going to pay some of these cats. And he got in trouble for paying some of those college kids who they need to be paid, by the way, if we're going to be really real about it. But I digress. That's another thing. But the least you can do is get racial justice. If you're building a billion-dollar industry, you ain't getting no money, and people are still going to, you got to come to school and somebody talk to you crazy. You got to be a nigger and all this old shit, and I'm playing for free and you making billions of dollars off my fucking back, but I'm a nigger now? Fuck you. any type of racial injustice on these college campuses, y'all nip that shit in the bud, especially y'all athletes. Y'all can shut that shit down. You have all the power. You don't even know it. When I found out, when I hear these stories about this university here has a racist fraternity, or this university over here had somebody hanging from a noose on a tree in front of the campus, y'all should immediately shut shit down. Whenever they come with the bullshit on these college campuses, you athletes need to be shutting that shit down. All over the country. And truth be told, whenever you see some bullshit going on in the city, some of these college athletes can say, hey, look, if such and such don't get arrested, if such and such officer don't get reprimanded, we ain't gonna play these games. So now the city is gonna be fucked up with their money. Y'all can shut these cities down by fucking up these football games and not playing. Because again, many of these cities, they depend on that football money and that football patronage and the crowd and the fans and all that and the sponsors. Y'all could shut it down, man. This is why ESPN, they show most of these college games. And this is the reason why ESPN has the coon train chugging along all the time. There's a reason why the ESPN, they get athletes and Stephen A. Smith and all of them to get on TV and be on the coon train. They get them cooning all the time to let all the other athletes know you better get in line if you want to get you some paper. Because ESPN, they have a vested interest in you being a coon. That's why whenever something goes on, they run out and grab an NBA player or a football player, an NFL player, and have them hopping on the coon train. Well, what about black on black crime? Or they get a Ray Lewis. Oh, what y'all doing is wrong out here riding in Baltimore. You know, the NBA players, they make sure that they're coons, and the ones who are rebellious, they reprimand them. Like my man Keyshawn Lynch. He ain't no coon, so they try to reprimand him because he's rebellious. So they'll try to shame you. They got Richard Sherman. Richard Sherman, he was rebellious at one point. They got him. They broke him. They broke Richard Sherman. We were riding for Richard Sherman heavy when they were calling him a thug and all this old shit when he was speaking his mind. They got him. They broke him. Now he's on the coon train. But let me play this clip of Stephen A. Smith. Somebody said there's a new one of him this morning. I haven't seen that. Let me get this call before I play it, though. Let me get this call real quick. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? This is Jay from Gardena, man.
Jay from Gardena. How you doing, Jay? What's on your mind?
Man, I caught Stephen A. on that show this morning, man.
What did he say this morning, man? I want to see a clip, but I haven't seen it. What did he say this time?
Man, first he started off, he praised the brothers and talked about how, you know, it was a good thing what they got accomplished. But then he goes into the butt, you know, it's always the butt with him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still not going to ease up on the black community because we need to be held more accountable about how we act, and we need to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps.
Oh,
and
Lord.
This situation was about race, but we can't make every situation about race. You know, we need to take responsibilities for our own selves. Typical shit.
Yeah, exactly. All right, man. Thank you for the call, brother. Hold on. I think that might be kind of the clip that I have, because I already have a clip. I don't know if this is a different clip. It might be the same thing. It sounds like the clip I have. So let me play this clip of Stephen A. Smith, because in the beginning, he was like, yeah, you know, the kids at the school did the right thing. But, you know, he can't just give black folks props. And I blame ESPN. They make him do that. They put him on the coon train. Now, this is Stephen A. Smith right here.
Again, you can't stamp out racism. Right. We know that. But you can educate and enlighten enough that you begin to open minds and come to some meeting of those minds.
Let me ruffle a few feathers here. Don't worry, Chuck. Don't get nervous. It's our editor. Mm-hmm. Let me be very, very clear. In this particular situation, it was more than appropriate. It was the right action to take. And to white Americans out there, accept the reality that to some level, racism still exists.
Sure.
It's just inescapable. It's a reality.
Definitely.
But to Black America, let me make this statement. Everyone who's white is not racist. And it's important to point that out because with this particular incident, it was warranted. But that doesn't mean we turn around. And then the second somebody disagrees with us of a different hue, pigmentation, culture, etc., the second somebody might be oblivious or ignorant to what we are, what we believe, what we feel, etc., doesn't make them racist. Just like folks have an obligation to get whatever racist tendencies may be inside their bones, we have an obligation to appreciate that there are a lot of people in this God-fearing country that we live in who are not racist. And so don't be so quick to jump. That wasn't the case here. But there are some folks out there.
What about black on black crime? To jump on everything. Where's the white women at?
When may not be that.
All white peoples ain't bad.
All white peoples ain't bad.
Understand the difference because when it comes to legislating what's in somebody's
all heart, white peoples ain't bad. You fucking coon. He went to the all white peoples ain't bad bullshit. Nigga, don't nobody give a fuck if a white person is not a racist. I don't care if a person who's white is not racist. Nobody's saying that all white people are racist. We know that all white people are not racist. I know that all white people are not racist. No one has said that all white people are racist. I don't give a shit if all white people are not racist. The problem is nobody's doing shit about the ones who are racist. The ones who are racist, the ones who do practice white supremacy, not only do they not get punished, they oftentimes get rewarded. You have GoFundMe pages for some of these suspected white supremacists, which gives momentum and incentive for more people to practice white supremacy against black folks. That's the problem. So don't come running to me telling me about I'm white and I'm not racist. Who gives a shit? You haven't done nothing about the ones who are. And what's interesting to me, you see how that works? Because black Stephen A. Smith in particular, he's the main one. Anytime something happens, he's hollering about what we gonna do about black on black crime. So let me get this straight. We are responsible about what happens with black criminals. But when there's people in the dominant white society who do something fucked up, well, all of them ain't like that now. We can't just make all of them responsible, but we are responsible for black on black crime, though. So if I'm responsible for black on black crime, all people in the dominant white society are responsible for white supremacy if we're going to play that game. You can't have it both ways, Stephen. And white supremacists who put him up there like that, you can't have it both ways. Anytime something happened in Chicago, we as black folks, we all responsible for Chicago. We got to do something about Chicago. What about black on black crime? What we gonna do? Where our outrage for black on black crime? All right, white person does something fucked up. Well, we just can't say all of them. All of them. We can't condemn all of them now. We can't say nothing bad about all of them now. Come on. That's not right now. All of them ain't like that now. The coon train runs off the track with this nigga. Good fucking grief, man. And I blame ESPN. ESPN, they put that coonery on TV because they got a vested interest in the cooning. They need you to be a buck dancing coon, especially if you're an athlete. Because they don't want you messing up their money because they know the power you have, all you black athletes out there, professional and college athletes. They know the power you have. Exercise your power, family. Wake up and continue to exercise your power. Stop listening to that coon talk, that contradictory coon talk from Stephen A. Smith. He's been on the coon train. But what the brothers did at the university and the sisters did too for bringing more attention to the protest, you mess with the white supremacist's money. That's what it all boils down to. The white supremacists don't give a shit about any type of morality play that you make on them. They don't care if you sit out there and starve yourself to death. They don't give a shit about that. The white supremacists care nothing about that. They revel in that. But when you start taking food from their plate, now it's time to listen. And these colleges and their athleticisms, it's all built on your back. So you need to leverage that, black folks. And if they try to instill some type of rules that you can't protest or whatever, you better take your ass to an HBCU. These schools ain't doing you no favor. Don't let them think they're doing you a favor. You can take your skills to a black school if they don't like it. Y'all need to make more demands on them. And not just demands on these schools, but demands on these whole cities, letting them know that you're going to take their income away. You ain't got nothing to lose anyway. You ain't making no money anyway. This is for the college students. You ain't making no money anyway. And the promise of you becoming a professional athlete, which is what they dangle in front of you, hell, you can do that at an HBCU. It's all about melanoid empowerment now, family. It's about melanoid empowerment. Leverage your power. All you schools around the country, you athletes, y'all need to follow suit. And even some of you professional athletes too. Y'all need to start throwing your weight around. Y'all sit up and y'all got Donald Sterling and all these people sitting up literally calling you his damn slaves. And y'all walking around with your head down. They could have shut Donald Sterling's ass down for real, and made some real moves with the NBA. All they did was cash him out. He just got transferred with a little severance package. They didn't really shut Sterling down. He made billions off that damn team. They didn't really shut him down. Let me get another. Can I get another call before I leave? But that Stephen A. Smith is a piece of work, man. That nigga literally did the all white peoples ain't bad pitch. You can't write that nigga's coonin'. He done went beyond soft shoe coonin'. For a minute, you know, he was soft shoe coonin'. He's gone full coon now. Steven has went full Buck Manson coon. They need to give that nigga a banjo anytime he gets on TV. Let me play some more. I haven't heard the rest of the clip that I played of him. Where is it? Where is it? I want to hear what else he had to say. I lost the clip. I had it up and I lost it. Okay. I can't play it right now because I took the clip down. But like I said, black folks, we're going to have to start leveraging our power. As melanoid people, we're going to have to leverage our power. And this thing has to be financial. It has to be an economic thing. Only economics, all of this symbolic stuff, that ain't gonna cut it. All this symbolic marching and symbolic singing, that's not gonna cut it. You gotta use your economy to shut folks down, family. That's the only thing that they're gonna react to. Let me see who we got on the phone real quick. What's up, who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? How you doing?
I'm good, who is this?
Hey, this is Najee from New Jersey.
Hey, what's up, Najee?
I just wanted to give you your props. And, you know, because you got a lot of naysayers that basically say that, you know, you're benefiting off of this whole racism thing. Now, how you switch from the MAC and, you know, to black empowerment as a con game.
Dude,
and I'm glad that you stated
so
that
much,
earlier.
Yeah, brother,
like, there's money in this.
Dude, my MAC brings in way more money because it goes beyond race. The dating and relationship, I make 10 times more money doing that than dealing with a bunch of fucking bootleggers, because that's what I got to deal with. Like, when there's a lot of money in waking niggas up, I mean, where's the money in waking niggas up?
Because I mean, I was on YouTube under I'm not saying no names, but I was under a comment section going back and forth with these guys with this. I'm like, listen, there's no reward in trying to wake black folks up.
I mean, at the end of the day, they do more fighting with you than agreeing with you. So there's wins and rewards.
Yeah, but in the same token, yeah, those are a bunch of trolls. Anybody's connected with Crispy are a bunch of trolls and coons anyway, so they're not to even be taken seriously. Anyway, let me get these other calls. For the call, fam. Yeah, I wouldn't even engage in no shit like that. But let me see. I got this Stephen A. clip. Let me see. Let me play some more of it.
With us of a different hue, pigmentation, culture, etc. The second somebody might be oblivious or ignorant to what we are, what we believe, what we feel, etc., doesn't make them racist. Just like folks have an obligation to get whatever racist tendencies may be inside their bones, we have an obligation to appreciate that there are a lot of people in this God-fearing country that we live in who are not racist. And so don't be so quick to jump. That wasn't the case here. This was valid. But there are some folks out there that will use this as an excuse to jump on every issue and attach racism to every issue when it may not be that.
Next time somebody says this, ask them one question. What issue in our society does not have race in it? Just ask them that one simple question, because they always talk about, well, racism ain't everywhere. Everything ain't about race. Okay, well, then point to something in our society that is not dominated by white supremacy and just let them sit there and weasel out of that.
It may be that somebody just doesn't like you. Let's be clear about that and understand the importance of deciphering the difference, because when it comes to legislating what's in somebody's heart, more often than not, you can't tell. So just learn, you know, again, in this incident, it's apropos what happened. I support it 1,000%. But don't think that this incident is every incident.
Well said.
Yes, and it's a shame that the football players had to do this still in 2015. That
but they
it needs
were right
to be done,
to do
but
it.
They were right. They stuck together, and it was impactful.
Okay, there you go. This nigga right here. All right, anyway, y'all. He just couldn't. You just can't say, hey, these white supremacists fucked up. You just can't say that. It always has to be a but there. You just can't say, hey, these white supremacists fucked up and did something they weren't supposed to do and they got reprimanded for doing it. There was finally a little level, some level of justice. You just can't say that. It always has to be some plantation shit. Well, Master was wrong, but we is wrong sometimes too. We be doing bad too, Master. It ain't just you. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, y'all, this has me heated. This gets my ass chapped. Listening to the buck dancing that goes on TV, especially ESPN. Anyway, y'all, man, check me out. I'm going to be in Toledo, Ohio this Saturday. All my Toledo people, I'll be in Toledo, Ohio this Saturday. Get more information at TariqLive.com. TariqLive.com. All my Toledo people, I'm looking for a cameraman out there in Toledo to film my lecture. Email me at info@TariqElite.com if you're a cameraman out there in Ohio, in Toledo. Toledo, let me be very specific, because I say shit and then a motherfucker from Columbus, Ohio, somewhere way on the other side of the state will hit me up. I'm a cameraman. Can you come to Toledo? Oh, I can't make it. All right. Just idiotic shit. But if you're a camera person, hit me up in Toledo. I need a cameraman for Toledo. Get your tickets and information at TariqLive.com. Get the brand new crucifixion shirts at TariqElite.com and get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3, the DVD at HiddenColorsFilm.com. I'ma holla. Y'all have a good week and melanoid empowerment to you, family.